Mervyn. Morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. You all right?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Stephen, to me, this whole situation with Stormont, the Assembly, is a matter of confidence. I no longer have confidence in the political party that I voted for, that being the DUP. I will never again vote for a political party with a ballot box in one hand and the Bible in the other. Now, having said that, I think it's time for us all to get together and just turn around and say, the MLAs, do whatever you want to do, but we want the return of direct rule, because something has to be done here. We can't go into another year, and we're heading towards another year without political rule. It can't happen.
Well, you talked about the Bible in a pejorative manner there, of course. Mervyn, yeah. There are many, many people in Northern Ireland for whom faith is important. And many, many people in Northern Ireland who will admire the DUP for fighting for what's in that Bible and for trying to protect the religious beliefs and their right to have religious freedom to express what they believe their God tells them how to live their lives.
Yeah, but hold on, Steve. Yeah.
The Irish case is a case in point.
They're trying to tell me how to live. I don't do the Bible. I don't do God. But you try to tell people at the DUP or any other church, they don't accept it. I'm wrong. That's what they'll say to me. I'm wrong. I don't do religion. I personally would like to get through the next century with no churches, no religion. And I'm saying, tell you now, I'll say it again, I will not vote for the DUP as long as they have the Bible in one hand, the ballot box in the other. I think it is scandalous. They don't want to politically rule us. They want to tell us what to do on a daily basis, how to live, what to say, what to
wear. Why do you think that's such a big mandate then?
Because people are frightened. People get a big mandate because they don't want Sinn Féin to move on or anybody else to move on. The Alliance Party, the Ulster Unionist Party. It's as simple as that. It's fear voting. This is what was brought up in Radio 4 the RNA when they were debating Northern Ireland. It's fear voting. People in the Falls vote Sinn Féin. People in the Shankill vote DUP. That's it. It's never going to change. And until we get a political system where people say, I'm voting for this party because they're going to put money into education, because they're going to put...
Let's let Jim Wells speak to you.
Well...
The ballot box in one hand, the Bible in the other, Jim, says Mervyn.
What I would say is that there are many people in Northern Ireland who would be church attenders or Christians who actually are supportive of those parties who take stands on these issues. But also there are many tens of thousands who never darken the door of the church, who support the DUP because it's a unionist party that defends the union. So it's a very mixed bunch. But, I'm sad to hear that he feels he can no longer vote DUP, but I will remind him at the last election, the DUP secured its largest vote ever, 300,000 votes, which is one of the highest recorded in Northern Ireland.
And Mervyn's suggesting that a lot of that's out of fear.
A lot of people voted for us at the last election because they wanted to stop the onward march of Sinn Féin, and I accept that. People were alarmed, they were
shocked.
What does
that say, Jim, about your party, that you believe a lot of people are voting to stop Sinn Féin rather than having confidence in your policies?
Well, I think it was a mixed vote. I think our normal vote, which is something around 220,000, is people who are faithful supporters of the party. And there are many who lent us their vote because they did not want a Sinn Féin First Minister. They did not want Sinn Féin having the majority on the executive. And they felt fearful that Sinn Féin taking over, or as they would see it, would be disastrous for Northern
Ireland.
Listen
to what you're doing. You're talking, you're playing into those people who say that a DUP vote is a lot about fear of Sinn Féin. Do you not want to be a party where people are voting for you because they believe in your policies?
Yeah, of course you do, Stephen, but there is a genuine fear in the community as the consequences of Sinn Féin becoming the largest party. And this happens in every country. You see it, tactical voting, for instance, at by-elections in Britain. It's quite normal for people to use their vote to prevent people getting elected as well as to support
Mervyn?
Their own party.
Stephen, I understand completely what Jim's trying to say, but he, once again, like every other person who practices the Bible, they just refuse point blank to listen. What he's actually saying to me is that I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I don't go to church. I never will do. What I'm just trying to say is that the Democratic Unionist Party vote today is running for about 304,000 votes. Sinn Féin would have been in power today if that didn't happen. I understand that. When are we ever going to vote for a political party that does really want to help the health service, does really want to bring in combined education, want to do things for young people? There's people out there, teenagers in Shankland, the Falls, might never see employment. And Jim Wales knows that, and I know that, and you know that. They might never see employment simply because of where they come from. And that is wrong. Everybody said we're living in a Christian society. We most certainly do not live in a Christian society. People out there might want to. We most certainly do not. I tried to get on the phone yesterday telling you they're debating the homeless people. There's thousands of people homeless in the whole of Northern Ireland and the south of Ireland. What about the churches opening up? What about them? What about the...
Well, it's not thousands of people homeless, is it?
The Secretary of State for Norway cup of tea.
So what do you want the political parties to do?
I want them to be moving forward, Stephen. I want them to come out of their holes and go and talk to people. Go and talk to people and let...
Well, Jim Wells, you would say that you do that.
Well, Stephen, that's totally unfair because we've all got constituency officers. We're all on the ground and we're working constantly on the bread and butter issues. And I wish to remind you that the DUP MPs at Westminster this week have secured city deal status for Belfast and brought a huge amount of money into Northern Ireland. And this has nothing to do with being anti-Sinn Féin or the constitutional issue. That's our MPs, particularly the three Belfast ones, working hard to bring a city deal to Northern Ireland, which will bring about an enormous change to our community, and that will benefit everybody, regardless of where they hang their hat on a Sunday morning or whether they don't go to any church on a Sunday morning. We do work on the ground for the people, and I must say, our track record recently has been extremely good. So we don't get it that we spend all of our time either Bible bashing or trying to promote the unionist cause. We work genuinely for the people of Northern Ireland, and the track record of some of MPs on constituency level is outstanding for all the community, for everybody.